Coming your way from the National FFA Convention. Hi, everyone. Jim Bartels here, along with Larry Baumgart and also Mary Hoffman joining us on some of our broadcasts as well. We're talking with members of the Nicollet FFA chapter, and this is kind of a fun one for me because we're talking to twins. We'll talk to Lily and Daisy Johnson. Lily's here first. Lily, who are your parents?
Nate and Jesse Johnson.
Okay, you live right in town or in the country?
I live in the country.
On a farm?
Yes, ma'am.
Tell me about the farm.
I raise beef cattle, and then we farm over 600 acres, and then we rent a few places around us.
Okay, so, and you raise beef cattle, and then corn and soybeans?
Yes, sir.
All right, and that's what you've got there. Crops all in? I mean, you're down here in Indianapolis. It could be raining back home, I don't know, but your crops are in?
Yes, sir.
So what kind of activity on the farm do you get to help with?
I do chopping stalks, and then me and my sister take care of the cattle by ourselves.
Okay. So, is the tillage all done?
I hope so.
It wasn't done when you left?
No, sir.
Okay, so it's still coming up. Maybe they're getting that mom or dad getting that taken care of?
My dad probably will.
Okay, we'll see how that goes. What else are you involved in FFA back home? Talk about, I know we talked about fruit sales before, and it's fruit sales time right now, right?
Yes, so we're selling meats, cheeses, and dips, and then we have chocolates, puffins, but yeah, you guys can find Mr. Pearson if you want to talk to him about it, or one of us.
And get an order in, and how long can we place orders in fruit sales with Nicollet?
Until November 4th.
All right, and I suppose if they call the school will get someone directed to the right person as well for placing the order. So big fundraiser for the chapter. That's good. What else are you involved in school?
I'm involved in volleyball and softball, and then I do 4-H, and I'm in Choose to Be Nice.
What's that about?
Choose to Be Nice is where me and a other person goes and helps teachers in the morning and reads stories or plays games or helps with, like, any little thing that the teacher needs.
So are you on a judging team back home at Nicollet?
No.
No judging team. Yeah, proficiency, anything like that you've got going?
Me and my sister do small animals.
Okay.
And then we're trying to find something else to do, but Pearson's trying to get us in something. So.
All right, you'll see if you can hook somebody in yet before judging starts and get some training in that way. So I know you volleyball, you mentioned softball. What position do you play in softball?
I'm a catcher, and I play outfield.
All right. Lily Johnson, good to have you here. Enjoy the rest of the convention, okay?
Thank you for having me.
We're going to talk to her sister in just a moment. We're coming your way from Indianapolis and the National FFA Convention. Stay tuned. National FFA Convention. Hi, everyone. Jim Bartels here with a couple of members of the Nicollet FFA chapter. We got a lot of Blue Jackets walking by us here in the Hoosier hallway. And again, we've got from our KNUJ area alone, we've got well over 20 FFA chapters that are down here with many, many members. So our pleasure to be here once again this year doing the coverage. Daisy Johnson is with us right now. Twin sisters Lily. And yes, they do look alike, folks. I can tell you that right offhand. You're maybe seeing that on the radio right now as you watch and hear our broadcast. So, Daisy, a little bit about yourself, a junior. And you got any idea what your plans are after high school yet?
I want to become a vet tech after school. And if I like it, I'll go back to school and become a veterinarian.
What led you into being an FFA?
My father, he used to do it when he was a kid, and he said it was a nice time, so that's what we decided to do.
How many years in the FFA for you?
4 years.
4 years now. Mr. Pearson's your advisor. I think he's got things rolling pretty good over there, doesn't he?
Yeah, we've had a lot of members over the years come in since he's been doing it.
Yep. We wanted to talk about chapter project. I think you were going to talk about corn drive?
Yes. So me and a few other chapter members went around Nicollet, the town, and we went to, like, businesses, and we got asked for donations or if they wanted to donate. And then a few other kids went around farmers and asked if they wanted to donate corn for money. And, yeah.
So what do? They just turn the auger on and unload corn in the back of a truck?
Yes, sir. And then we'll go to the elevator, and then we'll get that done. Yeah.
It's a project that's been going on forever and ever, and it's a good one. And the money raised, do you know where the money raised by Corn Drive goes to?
So half of it will go to Camp Courage. It's for a camp for disabled people. And then the rest will go to, like, our welding shops and, like, the FFA to support us.
I know that you were in volleyball also.
Yes.
And the Choose to Be Nice. Your sister talked about that a little bit.
Yeah.
Tell us more about the Choose to Be Nice program that you have at Nicollet.
We'll go around teachers, NYS, if they need help. We'll help with, like, students if they need, like, a break or something like that. I mean, just give, like, teachers a break and just help around. We do it 11th through 12th. And then it'll be, like, once a month type thing.
Did your chapter do any tours on the way down here?
So we went to an Amish farm. We toured that for a little bit. And then I think we're going to a creamery after.
Okay.
This. And, yeah.
So it's more than just coming to the convention. At the convention, what are you hoping to do? I know there's entertainers, there's rodeo. There's a lot of great workshops that are here also, mm-hmm. and, of course, the Career Expo. What are things you're hoping to do?
I'm here to look at, like, my future career options and, like, what I can see about it and learn. I'm also here to see the rodeo. I can't wait for that. And, yeah.
Rodeo is that on Friday night?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so that should be a lot of fun. We're recording this on Thursday, of course, as well. How many members in the Nicollet FFA chapter?
I would say 50, 60.
That's really good numbers.
Yeah.
Excellent.
It's grown over the years, so yeah.
Daisy, thanks for being here. Appreciate
it. Thank you
so much. All right. Daisy and Lily Johnson, members of the Nicollet FFA chapter. We've got another broadcast with Nicollet FFA people coming up as well. Jim Bartles reporting for the National FFA Convention.